Continuing on with the questions for Chapter 9, Section 1. Important, critically important to your understanding, the ideas of free market capitalism. Let's talk briefly about what a definition of capitalism is in contrast to socialism or other things mentioned in the textbook there. The definition of capitalism is simply this, that we as private citizens control the so-called factors of production, the means of production, land, labor, capital. Nowadays, they talk about entrepreneurship as a part of this as well. We own the land. Government owns some land, certainly, but the vast majority of land in this country is owned by private citizens, and we will determine, as citizens, what will happen to that land, what will be built on it, what will be farmed on it, etc., etc. Labor is yours to control. You will determine what you do with your lives, what you do with your education, what kind of careers that you pursue. Not some government bureaucrat dictating to you what ultimately you do for a job, like happens in some socialist countries and certainly happen in communist nations. And then capital, the money that we have. We will determine how we spend our money. We will determine how we invest our money. We will determine where our monies go to support the economy. That is what capitalism is about, the private ownership of those means or factors of production. Socialism and communism, government is more heavily involved in those. In communism, it's outright government-owned. In socialism, somewhere in between, there may be some government ownership of certain industries, but certainly there's a greater level of government control. There may still be some elements of private ownership, but a government is far more involved in a socialist-type system. So as you read that one part, I realize it's kind of hard to make out, but the critics of free market capitalism included the socialists in this country, who believed that our capitalist system needed to be blown up. It needed to be done away with because it was creating too much of a gap between the rich and the poor and too much of an exploitation of workers. Those of you who did the political cartoon in the last unit, the one with the rich guys on all their wealth being done on the backs of workers, that sense amongst the socialists, and there were a large number of socialists, relatively large number of socialists in the country in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and Eugene Debs was a famous socialist candidate for president numerous times. They believed that, again, capitalism needed to go away and more government ownership and certainly government control of certain industries needed to be engaged in. The progressives were also critical of free market capitalism. By that term, what we mean is basically there is limited government intervention, the whole idea of laissez-faire. And it was truly unfettered free market capitalism for the most part at that particular time in the late 1800s in this country, which was leading to all of these societal problems, leading to these massive gaps between rich and poor. So the progressives believed that capitalism didn't need to be scrapped. It was perhaps the best way to organize a country from an economic perspective, but it needed to be regulated. There's a difference between regulation and outright ownership or control. The progressives believed in reform and regulation of the economy as a means by which to improve the situation for the have-nots. And then the muckrakers are mentioned, the political journalists, I'm sorry, they're just the journalists who exposed a lot of the problems in society. The vast majority of people in this country walk around blind without a cane, clueless about what goes on around them. So the muckrakers played a significant role in exposing some of these things. We'll talk more about what they did and who specifically they were later in this chapter. But the muckrakers opened up a lot of eyes, which, again, this movement, which is largely an urban, white, middle, upper middle class, maybe lower upper class movement initially, a lot of these people had their eyes opened by what the muckrakers did and what they wrote. And lastly, fostering efficiency. A lot of this has to do with, you know, some kind of scientific management, this thing called Taylorism at the time, which was, you know, kind of all the rage on how to structure businesses. And a lot of what we do in terms of how we educate you with bells and a structured day and all that kind of stuff comes from this particular time period, which is why this system that we have for education might need to be either blown up or tremendously altered, because it was designed for an Industrial Revolution age time of structure and bells and rigor, and rigid schedule being followed, as opposed to, allowing for perhaps, more choice and maybe more creativity and structure and less structure in how our day goes. But that was what this was all about, the whole notion of fostering efficiency, and it was going to lead to better productivity, and it was all very regimented, and that's kind of what the Industrial Revolution was based around. I'm going to have to do a part 3 for this first set of questions.